Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're going to try and motivate you to begin to think about the gardening process. And, you know, it is the end of February. We're getting there. We are 22 days to daylight savings time, 31 days. We're a month away from spring. So you got to start to say to yourself, think positive. Get out there and start to think positive about your garden, okay? So if you have any questions, give us a call. The number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Tom, do we have callers?
We sure do.
Okay, who do we have up first?
First up, we've got Mike from New Hampshire with a question about cucumbers.
Hey, Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I talked to you late last summer about one vine from a traditional cucumber plant that grew round instead of rectangular-shaped cucumbers. I took your advice and cleaned the seeds, air-dried them, placed them in envelopes, and stored them in the basement at a constant 65 degrees, and I want to know, can I now start to germinate some of these seeds doors, or should I wait, and what kind of soil should I use for the best germination?
Okay. It's a little bit early to start cucumbers, because once they start to grow, they grow very, very quickly. So you figure cucumbers want to go out for New England between May 1st and May 30th. If you're in southern New England, like Massachusetts, Cape Cod, Rhode Island, Connecticut, the first couple of weeks is not a problem. If you're in northern New England, I would wait until the 15th to put the plants in the garden. So putting them in the garden, you can start them in the house about 2 to 3 weeks ahead of when you're going to be putting them outside, and no sooner. The reason is they are a vine, and they're going to run, and you will actually have a weaker plant than if you wait and give yourself a more stocky-looking plant when you put them out. So hold off on that. This time of the year, you can start all of your cold weather crops, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce, celery, things that really take a long time and can go out early. But like tomatoes, peppers, just hold off a little bit. I know that you're anxious. Believe me, I am too. And that's why today I've been stressing working on your fruit trees, getting the lawn lined, putting down garden gypsum, beginning to rake the lawn, edge all of your planting beds, things that take time. And your local garden centers, if the weather continues to be like this, they will have bark mulch in bulk shortly. And if you can buy bark mulch in bulk, it's a lot cheaper than buying it in bags. And the reason that I like to put down the bark mulch early, if you have a perennial bed, Most of your perennials are all dormant. So you buy the bark mulch either by the bag or in bulk. You take the wheelbarrow, you fill it, you dump it right on top of your perennial bed. You take a rake, you rake it nice and level. It looks beautiful. And then in late April, early May, your perennials poke up right through the mulch, and you have saved yourself a ton of time. A lot of us wait until the perennials come up. We dump the bag here and there in the garden. We have to hand spread it, being careful that we don't break any of the new shoots coming out of the ground. So do it now. Save yourself a lot of time, and it will be easier on your plants. So there are still things that we can do to get out there at this time of the year, but vine crops, cucumbers, melons, pumpkins, it's still February. We do have to hold off a little bit. And I will get my list together for when to start your seeds indoors in the next 2 weeks for my newsletter. So if you get a chance, sign up for the newsletter. Go to paulparent.com. Click on newsletter. Read the last week or two, and it will give you a lot of information about what is happening around your yard, in your garden, and for your home. And the newsletter is changing every single week. This coming week, we're doing a story on sweet peas, annual and perennial, on a brand new canna with variegated foliage, and how to grow basil, and all of the different varieties of basil. So take a look. Also, while you're there, we're getting down to the end when we will have room available for our trip to the Chelsea Flower Show. Now, this is a very, very unique experience. And this year, it's even better. And it's been timed accordingly. Earlier in the month of May is a celebration for the Queen's birthday. And then in June, July, is the Olympics. So at this time of the year when we are going in May, the hotels have the lowest costs available for the whole year. The airfare is the cheapest it's going to be all year. And the gardens we are going to see are incredible. So go on the website, paulparent.com. Look at the tour that we are planning. It's a wonderful trip. The gardens will be beautiful. The flower show is out of this world. And there is a lot more to see than just that. But again, time is getting to the essence. And if you would like to join us, call. The number to call for the travel agency is 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Again, time is limited, and these gardens are going to be incredible. England has had a great winter, and everything should be in super-duper shape. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Don from Maine with a question about growing in clay.
Hey, Don, good morning. How can we help you with your garden?
Paul, we have a shaded dog run in North Carolina with a normal North Carolina red clay type soil. It's along a fence. That dog loves to run along that fence. Got a daughter who wants to find out what we can do with grass or ground cover, soil improvement, anything you might suggest.
To plant in the dog area?
Yep, where the dog is running, and it's a couple hours a week. He gets out there and exercises with the neighbor's dog on the other side. I won't ask you how to control the barking. That's another problem. But the soil, if we can do anything, it would be helpful.
Okay. Well, the first thing that you'll have to do is you'll have to break up that compaction from the dog running on it day after day, because his weight has pushed all the air out of that soil, and because the soil is clay, it's become very dense. So the first step will be to rent a rototiller and break apart that clay soil so that you can get some air in it. The second step would be to add some organic material, like compost, to mix in with the clay so that the clay particles are not all stuck together. And then the other thing that will really help is garden gypsum. And garden gypsum will coat the individual particles of clay, preventing them from sticking together. We're coming up on the break. When we come back, I'll give you more ideas of what you can do to grow grass in that area.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 855-660-4261. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next? Oh, no, we were talking with Don about his garden, and my mind has just slipped. What the heck was I talking about? Oh, about the clay. Okay, so if you can rototill first, add some organic matter. Now, if you don't have compost, get some sand, some fresh topsoil, even bark mulch. If you can get some finely ground pine bark mulch and blend in all of that organic matter together, add some lime. And then what you need to do is you need to buy a grass seed that will produce a deep growing root system. And the types of grass seed that do that are called fescue. Now, bluegrass is a good grass, requires too much water in the sun, especially in North Carolina. And the constant pressure will create a problem. So what you need is a blend of tall fescue. Now, if you have in your area a grass seed called Black Beauty made by Jonathan Green, that is really, really good. And then you can buy these blends of all natural grass seeds that will tolerate less activity, less fertilizer. And there's one called Echo Lawn. And all you have to do is to keep the dog off of that area until the grass begins to grow. Because while it's beginning to germinate, if the dog is digging it up, it isn't going to grow. So you'll temporarily will have to move the area until the grass can come in and get well established. The only other thing that you can do, if you want to keep it clean and to keep the mud out of your house, would be to put a two inch depth area of bark mulch. Just regular pine bark mulch, and that way he's not going to track all the mud into your home. Okay? Thank you. and let us know how you make out. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, I think we can get one more in before the bottom of the hour.
All right. Next up is Sal from Cape Cod with a question about hibiscus.
Hey, Sal, good morning. How can we help you with your hibiscus?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. And, I have a hibiscus, an indoor one. Oh, it's an indoor and outdoor. I bring it in for the winter. And I have a lot of holes into the leaves, and the new grown leaves comes out kind of wrinklish, you know. I wonder what's causing it. And also the Rose of Sharon. It flowers, half of it, the other half stays closed throughout the year. I wonder what to do with that.
Okay. On your hibiscus that you have inside the house, that is a tropical variety because it's not winter hardy where you live on Cape Cod. So during the winter months, that hibiscus should be in a full light or full sun window. It should be fertilized every single week. Hibiscus require a lot of food. So a good general purpose food like Miracle-Gro or Blooming and Rooting fertilizer will do a great job for you, and it will green up the leaves. It will produce new foliage that will look better, grow larger, be shinier, and your plant will be a lot hardier. The other thing is, pull the plant out of the pot and examine the root ball. Is the root ball a solid mass of roots? It could be pot-bound, and that could cause the problem. And as far as insects on the plant, probably the best thing to do is a general purpose house plant spray. And what I would do, you get a day where it's going to be 40 degrees or warmer, bring it outside. Spray the plant. Let it sit out there for 15, 20 minutes. And then bring it inside the house and you'll be okay. I don't like to spray indoors with all of the windows closed.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to motivate you. Spring is 31 days away. It's a month, and there's a lot that has to be done. You have to start planning sometime. So let's get up. Let's call that number, 855-660-4261. Call right now. We'll answer your questions and get you moving. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Libby from Cape Cod with a question about cleaning plans.
Hey, Libby, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning. You had talked about washing the plant leaves with soap and water, and my question was, wouldn't the soap leave a residue on the plant leaf?
If you use a soap like Joy, a Dove, a Dawn, whatever you wash your dishes with, a mild soap, and you mix it in your sink or in the bucket, and you wet your rag, you're going to wash it, it will not leave a film. It will clean it, it'll make it shiny, and any insect eggs or insects that are on there, you're going to pull off at the same time. So there's a real big benefit to cleaning. You know, if you think of it at this time of the year, houseplants are having a tougher time to grow because you have a storm window on. Once you put them outside, you don't have that extra glass, and your plants can grow a lot better. So by washing the foliage, by getting the dirt and the dust off of it, even if you get a little bit of a film on it, it's the benefits will outweigh all of the negative sides of washing it. The other thing, too, what people don't think about doing is washing the underside of the leaf, not just the top, but the underside. The underside of the leaf are where all of the pores are. And that's where the plant loses moisture. That's where it sweats. It's where, if you overwater, the plant is able to get rid of the excess through these pores. It's also where there is the most humidity on the plant. And this is where insects will begin, on the underside of the leaf, because it's a good hiding place. They feel safe. There's more humidity. Or they're on the very tip of the plant where the new growth is. It's soft, it's succulent. But the ones that are the most difficult to control, spider mite, red spider, mealybug, are on the underside of the leaf. So a soft cloth with a little bit of mild soap, I'm not saying, you know, a lot of soap in the water, just a little squirt, mix it up well, agitate it, and then wash that leaf. You won't believe the overall look of the plant. It will shine for you. And I'll tell you, right about now, you've been running the heat, October, November, December, January, so you've been running it 4.5 months, and there's dust on your foliage, and it will really clean it. The other thing that you can do, if you have a plant like a spider plant, which traditionally doesn't have too much of a problem with insects, or a Boston fern, you can't wash a Boston fern, put it in your sink or in your bathtub. Take the shower down, set it for warm, and wash the foliage with your shower. And that will take the dust off the plant and clean it and let the sun better get to the foliage to make the plant grow better. It does make a big, big difference. Good question. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Frank from Mass with a question about compost.
Frank, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I caught your segment on compost at the very end, and I had like two quick questions. The compost that I have is one of those plastic three-piece ones that's shaped like a pyramid, and it's kind of back set in my woods. I have woods in the back. Would it be advisable to move that out into the sun? Because it does take a long time to break down the compost where it is. And I'm just wondering if the sun and the maybe a little more heat out in the light would help. And the other quick question is it advisable to top dress the lawn with compost?
Well, compost is the action of microbes, bacteria, and fungi that occurs in nature, and it breaks down leaves, pine needles, grass clippings, any kind of organic matter. The warmer it is, the faster it will break down. So if you have it in the shade, it's going to take a longer period to do that job. Now, the other thing is, when you move it from the shade to the sun, because it's going to be warmer and it's working faster, you're going to have to say to yourself, every time I water the garden, I have to water the compost pile. Because in that breakdown process, it's going to create heat. The heat will evaporate the moisture in the material that you put in the compost maker, and if it dries out, that breaking down process stops. So move it in the sun, add water on a regular basis, and believe me, it will work a lot better for you. And your second question,
updressing the lawn with compost.
That would be wonderful. Most people have on their lawn between 3 and 4 inches of topsoil. And if you have temperatures 80 degrees or less, it's not a problem. But once you get into July and August and you start getting 90 and higher, the moisture will evaporate quickly. So if you can add compost on your lawn, you're going to build up the organic matter. It will help to retain moisture, and it will do the exact same thing as putting down bark mulch on your shrubbery beds. It will create that barrier to keep the sun from evaporating the moisture in the soil. So yes, just take it from your compost maker, shovel it onto your lawn, take a steel grading rake and rake it in so that 50% of the grass becomes visible. And if you have compost made now, you can take that compost and spread it on your lawn at this time of the year. The grass is basically dormant, and you could put it a good inch, scratch it in, and when you add the fertilizer in March or early April, that grass will poke right through that compost, and your grass will be beautiful. So compost is a soil activator. It's full of food to make your plants grow better. It retains moisture. It feeds the existing lawn, and it creates a barrier to prevent moisture loss. So it's a positive thing, and believe me, it will help you to have a much better looking lawn. So everything is positive in that. But move your compost maker into full sun. It's going to work much faster. And being that yours is a stationary one, if you go to a garden center, feed and grain stores are more likely to have this tool. It's called a compost turner. And it's it looks like a probe, and you push it into the compost, and when you pull it out, it opens up the compost to let air into it. So rather than take a pitchfork, push it in, and it can be difficult to move a pitchfork in a small area, you can buy a compost turner. And it looks like a rod with like a little wing on the bottom. And when you push it in, the wing will bend straight up and down so that it goes in easily. When you lift up, the wing will open. And as it opens, it pulls the soil and opens up air pockets. And then again, water. The other thing is your local garden center will sell a compost activator, which is beneficial microbes that you will add to your compost, till it in with your turner, water, and the microbes will begin to break down your organic matter a lot faster. So there's a lot of things that will help, but the sun is number one. Great question. Our phone number 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We have open lines, and we will help you to become motivated. 31 days away. Let's get going. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Meg from Maine with a question about Hawthorne.
Meg, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning. Thanks. I have a hawthorn tree that's about 15 years old that was damaged in that early snowstorm. The heavy snow bent one of the trunks totally over. It didn't split. It split vertically, so it was like ribboned and all the pulp was showing, and it was down to the ground. I had a tree expert come who hauled it back and wired it together and actually put a big screw in the base of it. He said that I should fill the holes, that I should put in insulation, foam insulation, to any crack in the spring so the bugs wouldn't get in. That sounded a little odd. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't put foam insulation. Now, you said he wrapped it with wire?
No, he
also
didn't wrap it. He hauled the trunk back up, and then there are three trunks on the tree, and he didn't wire. He has them tied together with rope. And then at the base of the trunk that was bent over, he put a large screw through to kind of hold
okay,
all the
tree. Yeah, so it's now all pinned back together.
Right, it looks like it did before.
Okay.
But there
the best thing for you to do, and you can do this right now, get a candle. Light the candle, let the wax drip into the crack, and with your finger rub it nice and smooth, non-toxic. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents. Backpacks. Sleeping bags. Food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters. Canteens and hydro packs. Knives, axes, shovels, compasses. Camouflage and tactical gear. Fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com.
Hamshire.com.
How about first aid medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits?
Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com.
If you are not prepared or just semi-prepared,
the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com.
Got questions? Call 928-541-9723.
That's 928-541-9723.
Or go to
GetReadySurvival.com.
And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at FreezeDryGuy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
And welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Tom, who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Maureen from Mass with a question about pruning.
Maureen, good morning. How can we help you with your pruning today?
Good morning. My question has to do with, I have some river birch that did get damaged a little bit last October in the storm. And I'm wondering
yes.
if I can go out now and clean up and also do some limbing, you know, of some of the lower branches, or should I have to wait until further into the spring?
Now would be the perfect time because all of your trees are dormant right now. All of your commercial orchards that raise fruit are out there right now doing the pruning before the sap starts to move up. So anything that's broken or damaged, get it off the plant right now and get it repaired so that when the sap moves up into the plant, if you've got a branch that, let's say, is half broken off and it's dangling there, some of those water veins are still going to absorb moisture as the sap comes up the tree. And eventually you're going to cut it off. So you've wasted all of that energy. So if the weather is nice where you are, and it's going to be in the 40s degrees in New England, and most of the country's in pretty good shape, get outside and get this type of work done now. There's, winter is over. We're 30 days to spring, and the weather has been so nice that the plants are beginning to think positive. And if it continues to stay like this, the buds are going to start to swell, the flow is going to start to move up into the tree, and if you get damaged limbs, the tree will try and give the damaged limbs extra energy to try and repair it. But if it doesn't look good and it's broken, get it off so that energy goes to the rest of the tree to try and rebuild the damage that occurred from that October snowstorm. It will make a big difference in the overall appearance of that plant. Okay? So, if you're in the mood for it today, put the gloves on, get the pruners, and let's get out and get some pruning done. Tom, I think we can do one more.
Next up, we've got Paul from Maine with a question about blueberries.
Hey, Paul, how can we help you with your blueberries today?
Hey, top of the morning to you.
Good morning.
My blueberry bushes and even the wild ones, and particularly at the base of mine, have got the frizzies, where a branch will break off. Instead of one stem coming up, there'll be two or three dozen. And it's
right.
Getting really bad lately. What's all the story on that?
Well, it's just the plant trying to repair the damage from the broken. So if it's not too much work, what you've got to do is by hand or with like a pair of good strong scissors or pointed shears, remove 3/4 of all of these new shoots so that you can keep only 2 or 3 to replace where you had the broken branch on that plant. What's going to happen if you don't, you're going to have 10 shoots that will compete all for the same energy. You'll have a bush, but it's going to take a lot of time. So thin out some of those branches, and you're going to find that the plant will do a lot better for you in the long run. Now, the other thing, blueberries like acid soil. Never lime. Never, ever, ever lime. A fertilizer like Hollytone is wonderful for them. And if they're fairly new or they're not being as productive as they should, buy a second fertilizer called aluminum sulfate. Aluminum sulfate is a soil acidifier. It will make the soil more acid, and it will encourage your blueberries to grow better. Okay? Try that. You'll see a big difference. Now, coming up after the news, we have a treat for you. We're going to tell you about some brand new plants for your garden.